Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Writer and Aisling creator Emer MacLysett, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
Where are you and what are you wearing?
Oh, well, I haven't got dressed yet. I'm starting to worry that our decision to not leave for Slane until this afternoon is a mistake.
I could have told you that 2 days ago. You're not gone yet.
We were like, we're too ancient to be standing around for 11 hours. Let's go in the afternoon and miss some traffic. And now I'm like, oh, let's go now. No, let's go now.
And Kabir, are you bringing some teenagers to Slane as camouflage or are you going in your own right as an adult woman?
No, I'm going in my own right. I'm still a millennial, just about.
Okay. And what's so special about Harry Styles?
He is just, he's laden with charisma. Like, he was born with it. Back when he was on X Factor, when he was 16, 17 years old, it was like, this boy's a star, and now he's grown in to be a star man. And, I mean, his last album was amazing. He puts on an amazing show. He's great to his fans. He's just an all-rounder.
Yeah. I gather that going to see a Harry Styles show is a kind of a series of rituals and TikTok moments and that kind of thing, is it?
Well, yeah. I think going to concerts has kind of, obviously everything has changed a lot in the advent of social media, but something like TikTok means that, like, you know what's going to happen at the concert. And stars like Harry Styles, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, like, they all know that there's memes being created and that the fans are expecting certain jokes, certain in-jokes, certain bits of banter. So it's kind of everyone who's going and everyone who's a real, you know, hardcore Harry Styles fan, like, knows what's going to happen, knows what songs he's going to sing, and it's all part of the experience.
Okay, so you're all acting out this kind of thing together. I like it. And are you going to be in a VIP area ignoring the gig, or will you be up the front or what?
I was camped out on Ticketmaster the day the tickets went on sale. I've bought my tickets. I am going to be up the front because I bought a pit pass. So I'll be like, spit on me, Harry.
And I suppose the question people are asking is Harry ready for Slane?
I think Harry probably is ready for Slane. Like, he's been on tour with this show for almost two years. So, and he was in Ireland this time last year. So it's not his first, you know, go around the festival ground or whatever. But I don't know if Slane is ready for the Harry Styles fans. I don't know if it's ready for that level of feather boa and pink and just hysteria.
I think, yeah, but they might be a bit nicer than the Metallica crowd or whatever, the Harry Styles crowd.
I mean, I'm sure there's nothing wrong with the Metallica crowd, yeah. But I was listening with interest to the Garda press conference during the week, and they said this crowd is younger, they drink less alcohol, like Gen Z drink less alcohol anyway than their slightly older counterparts, and they say they're expecting a very compliant crowd because they're there to have fun, they're not there to cause any trouble or, you know, get too drunk. So I think it's just going to be lovely.
I think so. And apparently it's 5% men is what they're expecting. But you were at the Aviva last year and
I think you did.
There are various demographic types there, not just teenage girls, aren't there?
No, like his fan base is definitely, I would say, probably 90% female, but that's across a wide age demographic. But you're definitely going to see dads, you're going to see boyfriends who are kind of dragged along, and you're going to see male friends, definitely, and groups of friends. But it's just like the very odd time at a concert like that, you'll see one kind of lone gom standing there with his phone in his hand going, how did I end up here?
Yeah. Listen, you know why I think that? I think the slightly older women like Harry Styles because they know Harry Styles likes the slightly older women. Maybe that's something to do with it.
Well, listen, yeah, look, he's a man of taste.
Yeah, absolutely. Emer MacLysett, have a ball. And listen, let's spare a thought for all the poor junior leaving certers who can't go to Harry Styles. I think he needs to come back again. When it's not exam time. Okay, listen, have a great day, Emer.
Thanks, Brendan.
Get on the road. Get dressed and get on the road quickly.
I will. I'm off.
Okay.
Bye.